From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Obama is talking about energy prices today on a visit to North Carolina. He toured the Daimler truck plant at Mount Holly and made a pitch for affordable fuel-efficient cars and for his administration's energy strategy.
A key part of our energy strategy has been to increase safe, responsible oil production here at home. And under my administration, America's producing more oil today than any time in the last 8 years.
In Washington today, the Labor Department estimated U.S. worker productivity rose nearly 1% in the final quarter of last year. NPR's Dave Mattingly has more.
Economists say a slowdown in worker productivity can signal the need for companies to hire, that they're squeezing out all they can from their current workforce and need to add employees. Chief Economist Brian Westbury at First Trust says advances in high tech are allowing companies to work smarter.
We're seeing new nanotechnology, biotechnology, new production methods for pharmaceuticals. You know, so all of these things keep coming online. But I kind of focus on the communications, the tablet, the smartphone, the cloud, because that can really lift productivity in every single area.
Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
The wraps are off the latest Apple iPad, featuring a sharper display, faster processor, and 4G wireless capability. As NPR's Craig Windham tells us, Apple CEO Tim Cook says even the company's been surprised by the success of the iPad.
The new iPad has a Retina display that's sharper than most high-definition TVs, and also an EyeSight camera on the back of the device. The latest iPads will run on Verizon and AT&T's 4G networks and can be used as a personal hotspot. The latest iPad is a touch thicker than the previous version. The prices will remain the same when the iPads go on sale March 16th. Pre-orders kick off immediately. Cook says the iPad is part of what he calls the post-PC revolution. He says such portable devices made up more than three-quarters of Apple's revenue last year. Craig Windham, NPR News.
The Indianapolis Colts are releasing football superstar Peyton Manning. NPR's Tom Goldman explained what happens.
They were bumping up against a deadline of the next few days of the Colts owing Peyton Manning $28 million, a roster bonus, if he remained on the roster. And because Peyton Manning's health has been in question, he's had numerous neck surgeries over the past year and a half. Because the Colts had a horrible season last year and are rebuilding, because the Colts have the first pick in the draft and there are some two great college quarterbacks, they felt like it was important to make this move now.
NPR's Tom Goldman. The Dow is up 66. This is NPR. The European Union today said that EU member Hungary has not done enough to ease serious concerns that the country is backsliding on basic democratic rights and freedoms. As NPR's Eric Westervelt tells us, Hungary's new constitution is at the heart of the issue.
The EU's executive branch launched legal challenges against Hungary in January amid concern parts of the constitution undermine the independence of the judiciary, the central bank, and the data protection agency. Today, the European Commission told Hungary its written responses to their concerns were not adequate, especially for data protection, and on what many fear is the politicized, forced retirement of nearly 300 judges and prosecutors. Matthew Newman is spokesman for the EU's justice minister.
We want European citizens, Hungarian citizens, to enjoy independent institutions, and we want people in Europe not to face discrimination based on their age.
The EU has now given Hungary 1 month to address their concerns, or the country could be taken to the European Court of Justice. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
A UN humanitarian relief group today got the first outside view of a Syrian neighborhood in the city of Homs since a military siege ended there. The team toured the district for almost an hour. Witnesses say the deadly month-long assault by regime forces has left the city empty. Amid charges, he permitted the trafficking of heroin from Afghanistan through Iran, and Iranian generals' U.S.-based assets are now frozen. The U.S. Treasury announced the sanctions against Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard General Gholam Bagbani. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.